Now, yesterday, the British bank Barclays was hit with a record fine of €48 million by Britain's financial watchdog, the Financial Conduct Authority, for failing to safeguard customer money. For almost 5 years, client funds weren't ring-fenced away from the bank's own funds, putting money at risk if Barclays had turned insolvent. So is it common for client funds to be mixed this way? And here in Ireland, what is happening in the funds industry? And could any money be at risk? Peter Oakes is a former director of enforcement at the Central Bank, and he's also a regulatory consultant. Peter, Barclays getting its collar felt yesterday. It says it reported this matter that client funds had got mixed up with the bank's own assets yesterday. What's the situation if I'm a client out there of any bank or any asset management company? Should my money be ring-fenced totally separately from the bank's own money?
Yeah, that is they're the principles and they're the rules, and the rules built on those principles. And this has been something which has been in financial services now for many, many years. So it's sort of surprising that Barclays came a cropper on this. This is actually their second client money fine. I think to date the FCA, whatever you want to call it now, has levied $95 million worth of fines for client asset failures alone. And the real issue comes about, and we saw this in Ireland, obviously, with the collapse of Custom House Capital. We saw problems in debt management and bill payment firms. And if the money isn't properly ring-fenced or safeguarded, it puts it at risk when the company goes into liquidation. And in fact, that is what the FCA said in its story, in its case, notwithstanding that, in fact, the period of time where the breach happened at Barclays, it was actually shorter than what happened to JP Morgan. And the number of accounts were less than were affected at JP Morgan, but JP Morgan was a smaller fine. What regulators and I think investors need to be concerned about is that if the money isn't properly ring-fenced, if a company goes under, and we can't say now that systemically important banks can't go under, money is at risk. And if investors feel that money is at risk, especially in a country like Ireland, which has a lot of inward investment, a lot of large financial services firms, mutual funds, investment firms, they think their money's at risk. Well, then, Ian, they won't park their money here. And that's the end story. And in relation to what the central bank has done here, is following the Custom House Capital case that we commissioned at the time when I was there, was commissioned a client asset review. And client asset reviews that were undertaken by the bank showed that we had a lot of room to improve. And a new client asset regime was brought in to protect investors, protect consumers. And that is now being followed up by regular visits by the supervisors, and it sits as a supervisory priority for the central bank, and it also sits as an enforcement priority. So you know it's squarely sitting on their agenda, and there's examples of cases where they've taken action for client asset failures.
But a lot of the time, the money won't be at risk. If I give an investment fund money, my pension fund or my investment to manage, I'll be pretty much safe because not every firm is going to go under, and some of these things are just reporting breaches that perhaps there's no real risk to your money.
Oh, I don't know about that. You want to think about Lehman Brothers. There have been very large institutions that have gone under. We can go through them from insurance companies through to banks and to MiFID asset management firms. And if the money isn't properly ring-fenced, there's problems. And you know what? Even if the money is eventually safe, the appointment of a liquidator, all the to-ing and fro-ing in order to assure that the right title goes back to the right people can take many, many years. And if you think about how long the Morris Stockbrokers case took to conclude here in Ireland, it is a bit of an issue, and it's something which isn't lost, I don't think, on regulators. I think it's just something that investors need to think about. Otherwise, it makes a mockery of the whole regulatory regime. It makes a mockery of having an ombudsman officer that will come in to help compensate if it's the right sort of set of facts. Compensation scheme, I should say. They're an ombudsman, obviously, to mediate in terms of disputes. So, no, it is really important, and you're going to see more and more of this, I think, globally. The big question is, I think when you look at the size of these fines, we're not quite in the situation, as someone pointed out yesterday, that any bank has to do a rights issue to pay a fine. But in the near future, looking at the American fines, where they're going into the, $17 billion for Bank of America, $38 million might look very small in a few years.
Are regulators getting a bit overzealous in the amount of fines to try and compensate for missing the financial crisis?
Yeah, that criticism has been levied at them. And I think the bigger criticism here could be that if they're not careful of what they're doing, as soon as the banks are ramped up with additional capital, they're paying it out in fines. And this brings about this argument between, prudential and consumer distresses and central banks. Now, there is obviously in some jurisdictions, I won't go into them, where you have to think that there's a little bit of regulatory competition amongst regulators in the one country over who's going to get what size of some of these big fines. But, you know, in terms of the UK, FCA and European regulators, we're certainly nowhere near the size of the fines they're imposing in the USA. So maybe that's the question that needs to be asked in that jurisdiction first.
And finally, this morning, for anybody out there who has got investment funds in Ireland, funds, you know, might be an institution that they put money with, or it might be just with a stockbroker, whatever. Do you think the Irish regime is safe? Do you think that client funds are clearly designated as separate accounts and are not going to be mixed in or mingled with various banks or investment fund assets?
Well, I think the regime here is a lot better than it was 5-6 years ago. And not just because there were new rules around safeguarding, but because there's active supervision and there is a follow-up on firms if they get it wrong. So you'd have to say it's far better than it was in the past. And fingers crossed that if something does go wrong and a company does fail, at least we can have an orderly winding up with the company now under separate laws, and investors can expect to receive their money back because it was properly safeguarded and ring-fenced.
Okay, Peter Oakes, former Director of Enforcement at the Irish Central Bank, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Barclays.